Oh, hi guys, it's Curtis from the Three Angry Nerds podcast, and with me today is Josh Trank. Now, you probably know Josh, he's the director of Fanforestick. He's also the director behind Chronicle. So, I'm just gonna sit down and just ask a couple questions. So, Josh, first I want to ask, there's all these rumors of on the internet about, the kind of destruction that you did on the set of Fanforestick. So, do you mind maybe just telling me a bit about that?
But now it's all on the internet. But the problem with the internet, there's no context to really anything you do. You either do something, weird and small, like I did. I called it stabbing at Leia's 22nd birthday party.
Okay, wow, Josh. That's a lot of details I didn't need. But I do want to ask because you do seem to be very confident in addressing these concerns about the film. There was this supposed rift between you and Miles Teller on set. Do you mind maybe telling me a bit about that and what, was going on there?
Two extremely troubled guys, and how this might have been different. Somebody intervened, or if anybody really gave a shit about them.
Wow, Josh, that's really interesting. A lot of people have definitely pegged you as the villain of this film. The behind the scenes kind of deal. So, it's interesting to see that you think of yourself as sort of the tortured soul of it all. What are your thoughts on that, really?
You're watching a coming of age story about just very relatable kids who we all know in some way, or we are those kids, and we really care about them.
Well, that's really interesting, Josh. Okay, well, let's move on. Now, some people claim that this new Fantastic Four film doesn't stay true to the source material from the comics. Now, what do you have to say to those naysayers?
I love the Fantastic Four. I love the Fantastic.
Josh, no, you can't say that. You can't say that you love the Fantastic Four. Come on. You made Doom, probably the worst adaptation of a comic book villain ever on screen. How can you defend that, man?
I love the Fantastic Four. I love the Fantastic. I love the Fantastic Four. I love the Fantastic. I love the Fantastic Four. I love the Fantastic.
Oh, hey guys, the Josh Trank thing, he's kind of like acting up. Turn him off, turn him back on again? Okay, let's do that. Okay, just one sec. Bear with me, audience, as we restart Josh Trank. He's having a bit of like a meltdown here. Okay. All right. Booting up. All right. Cool. All right. We're back up and running, Josh. Josh, I'm just kind of curious, what was it like on set for the cast and crew? I know that Miles and you didn't get along, but what about everyone else?
They were irritated with each other, but they loved each other.
Okay, sheesh, Josh. This interview's not going well. You kind of seem a little out of it. But let me just ask you, this is just the one last thing I want to ask you, and I don't want to harp on a, something that you've probably already heard before, but you took Ben Grimm's classic catchphrase of "It's clobbering time," and you basically turned it into his PTSD flashback. Why would you think that's a good idea? What was going through your mind when you did that?
I love the Fantastic Four. I love the Fantastic.
For fuck's sakes, this Josh bot is not working well. Okay, Josh, seriously, just try to simmer your components down here. Let me just ask you, okay, I swear I'm not trying to harp on you, but let's just end this interview on a as high of a note as we can. Just what is your final thing you want to say to the real fans of Fantastic Four, like the people who have been fans of the comics for so many years? What do you have to say to people like that are interested in seeing this movie? What would you pitch to them, so to speak?
I love the Fantastic Four. I love the Fantastic. I love the Fantastic Four. I love the Fantastic. I love the Fantastic Four. I love the
Okay,
Fantastic. I
guys,
love the Fantastic
yeah,
Four.
like,
I
can we
love the
just like
Fantastic.
stop this? Just please. Can someone fucking fix this piece of shit? Obviously, it doesn't function right. It doesn't know how to make a movie. It doesn't know how to interact with human beings. Fuck. Okay, I think we should just wrap up this interview and, just call it a day for fuck's sakes, really. This is a disaster.
You want to know what I think about Fantastic Four and its fans?
Oh, hey, Josh Bot's working. Yeah, like, I mean, why don't you just tell me, like, what do you want to say to the fans? I mean, is this thing working? Can we actually get a quote from this guy or what? Like,
I just want to say that I think Fantastic Four fans can go suck it. I want to just tell them that the movie is a terrible, terrible representation of their terrible fucking characters that no one, including me, gives a shit about. I just wanted to say that, I mean, if people want to, go watch a Fantastic Four movie, go watch the Roger Corman movie. Ha. Because I don't care, my piece of shit movie doesn't matter. You don't matter. None of you matter. Fantastic Four sucks. Lol.
Okay, guys. Well, we're gonna call that a wrap, and hopefully someone can fix Josh Trank because his components seem to be a little out of whack. Anyways, if you enjoyed this interview, please listen to the Three Angry Nerds podcast, and you can like us on Facebook.
I love the Fantastic Four. I love the Fantastic.
Just shut the fuck up. Just
I
let me
love the
fucking.
Fantastic Four. I love the Fantastic.
Okay, seriously,
I
just
love the
Josh,
Fantastic Four. I love the
just let me
Fantastic.
fucking wrap the fucking podcast. Piece of shit. Fuck. Let me fucking finish my fucking podcast. Okay. So guys, that's it for now. And I mean, just yeah, man, be cool.
I
And
love the
oh,
Fantastic Four. I love the
fucking
Fantastic.
fucking.